What's going on, Wolfpack Nation? We are back for part two, y'all, of our interview with Associate Head Coach of In-State Wrestling, Coach Adam Hall. If you haven't checked out part one yet, make sure to go and do that first and foremost as we do really kind of a deep dive into this team, the NCAA tournament coming up here. But with that being said, we want to move into part two here. I want to kind of ask for a little bit of fun, Coach, one pinky toe out the door. I want to kind of ask you is, I kind of mentioned about my top five NC State wrestler list that definitely got a lot of pushback, which I expect. I mean, obviously with a list like that, when you have wrestlers from different eras, like kind of comparing LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, it's like it's two completely different eras. It's going to be very, very tough to compare one piece versus the other. But have you had a chance to see my list at all, Coach, or is this the first time you've heard it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, all right. So do you have any guesses who I put at number one? Who would you say I put at number one?
Gwiz?
Yeah, Gwiz. Yep, Gwiz number one. Darian Caldwell number two. Sylvester Turkay number three. Scott Turner number four, and Trent Hidley number five. So, initial thoughts, and then I'll kind of give you a little bit of the feedback which I've heard and see if it kind of matches up. Any initial thoughts?
I'd probably have a pretty similar list. I might have a guy or two in there that may be different, but those are a lot. When you first talked about a top five, there were things that popped into my mind because just a lot of the history that was before both myself and Coach Pop.
Yeah.
That's a pretty salty list.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, so we posted on Instagram, and I kid you not even 30 seconds that is posted. And bling, a comment comes up from Alex Faison saying, HH is on list, exclamation point. Like period. Hayden Hidley is on that list. And I was like, I know. And, it's a beautiful thing that we have so many guys to choose from. And Hayden definitely, in my opinion, is in the conversation for the list for sure. But the other guy, honestly, that people have said, no, this guy needs to be on the list is Tad Thacker, saying he needs to be on the list. And honestly, some people saying he should be number one, which I'm like, nah, Gwiz is number one, man. Guy's two-time national champion, three-time NCAA finalist, like most dominant, like that guy's athleticism and just bulk, like, no, Gwiz is one. But Tad Thacker, like the biggest thing kind of held me back with Tad was just his size, being like, see, I just feel like with today's day and age of the athleticism combined with the bulk, like kind of like a Trent Hidley, where I mean, like for how much, how big he is, like that guy is agile, man. And so, and everybody's like, well, no, don't sleep on Tad. Like, he was pretty agile. But I mean, so is he another guy probably by your nod? I would say he'd probably be on your list too.
Yeah. Trailblazer in several ways.
In
the film industry, movies as well.
Right.
Rest in peace. Yeah. But now, according to Guzzo, he was very, very athletic, despite his size. I don't know if it came from Guzzo or a teammate of his of Tabs that said he could do a standing back tuck, which I wish I could. Wish they had a. Cell phone video. Back then.
Yeah.
Right. No, but he's absolutely a guy that you could contest being should be on the list. It's definitely a competitive list.
Yeah, that's fair. So I also want to ask you, Coach, too, that one of the things, the last things which I didn't bring up that we talked about in our first part was about Trent Hidley was how much he loves when opposing fans get into it. Things like that, calling him out, things like that. And it's just honestly, Coach, like after, because I unfortunately couldn't be at the Virginia Tech match, but seeing the video afterwards that we were able to post of Trent, going over to them afterwards with the trophy and, talking it up with them. Like I bust out laughing because I still remember that you saying that to this day, how much Trent himself loves it. And it's hilarious to me how Trent is the first one to go over there and be like, hey, yo. Guess who got the W? Guess who's holding the trophy? This guy, baby. And so, I feel like that just goes to say again, like there's no other sport like that, in my opinion, where it's that close, man. Like the fans are absolutely a part of the match. And that, I think that, that goes to show it. Like they, in my opinion, the fans make the most impact in wrestling compared to any other sport, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's a reason to it, because the emotions behind it, man, like mm-hmm. it's go, go nonstop. There is no pause. It is go, go, go. And it's, oh, I loved it. And it was just karma that, that it came around like that, in my opinion.
Yeah. Look, Hayden actually said it when he was still here. He's like, look, when he got, I think it was like when UNC celebrated on him, when he got pinned in the dual meet, he's like, look, man, he won and he has the opportunity to celebrate, and they have the opportunity to celebrate because he won. Like, I can't say anything about that. And I have to take that into consideration. And that's why I try not to get too emotional when people are celebrating. Like, they've been afforded that opportunity to celebrate. So, you know, we'll celebrate our victories too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But now how much you celebrate is depend on how much I remember you celebrating the next time I face you. So that's another thing too, for sure. Yeah, coach. So I want to kind of transition now, kind of talk a little bit about, you know, you trying to talk about, you know, next steps for you. So, you know, obviously the news came out a couple months ago, you taking the head coach job at Utah Valley. And so I want to first of all ask, like, what was the thoughts in terms of the timing? You know, I thought it was very interesting. Well, I mean, it's not very common, you know, in today's day and age, and really any sport, where a coach will, well before season ended, you know, say, you know, I'm taking another job, but finish out the season. You know, like with football, like, you know, you may, you know, go into a bowl game, aka the last game of the year, knowing that that coach is going to move on. But I mean, there was still half the season still left over. So, you know, what was the thoughts in terms of what the timing of that announcement, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was pretty unique. There are very few times, like you said, where a coach announces at the end of the season right. that they're going to retire, that person. And the UVU AD, Jared Sumption, he mentioned the same thing in the initial process, that he's never been through this before, where he has 6 months or so to figure it out instead of a month. And they were going to do a thorough process, thorough job, and they did. So it's just unique and just kind of happened. I'm glad it happened when it did, just so I could prepare myself, prepare the team for me exiting, but also letting them know that I'm here through the remainder of the season, and I was locked in here to help them reach their goals through the season.
I love it. Yeah. No, and that's really admirable if you could, for sure. And I think honestly too, like, this might be kind of like a side effect. I mean, obviously, like, you're not going to make a decision because of this, but to me, it's kind of a little bit of like the mind game perspective too, where I think now, I mean, and there's no doubt that, I mean, like, you know, winning that AC championship, like, if we can go out and win a national title, like, you know, as you walk out the door, like, I mean, how much sweeter would that be, saying, like, man, I worked 9 years towards a pack mentality of winning a national title, and the last thing I'm doing is holding a national trophy over my head from its stay as I'm moving on to Utah Valley. I mean, like, you're talking about, like athletes would I think they want more than anything to go out on top. Like, they don't want to go out, you know, being like, oh, like, you know, he used to be this. Like, it doesn't get any more higher than that. You're winning a national title. And so I mean, like, that's got to be sweet to you, to the thought of that, that I could go out winning that national title on top, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's something that Pat's preached since I got here, that the belief of winning a national title. And this is probably the most complete team we've ever had here. You know, the 2018 team was really talented, but there were a lot of question marks. And I think with the group that we have, I mean, that 2018 team, we had 9 qualifiers, not 10, you know, and so every guy matters, every guy's important. And I'm so glad that we're taking all 10 guys, and just, you feel like a unit just all year long, and you're still cohesive, you're still together. And that's going to be really important next weekend, you know, cause there's going to be, and we talked about it as a staff, like, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be people who win when you don't expect. There's going to be people who lose when you don't expect. Right. And you have to be able to manage that. And fortunately, in wrestling, there's 2 chances, right? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And so it's just, I guess managing emotions is going to be a big deal next weekend, because let's face it, like nobody's teams ever go like to chalk. It never goes the way you hope, expect, want.
Never.
So, you know, you ride the punches, ride the emotion, and we keep telling our guys to believe that we're going to win a national title, because at the end of the day, we get it done, and nobody in the wrestling world outside of our room and even most of our fans would ever think that we'd win a national title. It's got to be the people in the room, and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, kind of talking a little bit more about Utah Valley now, at least correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but Utah Valley for wrestling is a part of the Big 12 Conference. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Yeah. See, so that might send a lot of people who don't think about that or know too much about college wrestling, like really head sideways, be like, wait, what? Utah Valley in the Big 12? And yeah. And so in wrestling, which is, I feel like it's kind of a little bit like with gymnastics with ACC, where there's only four teams in AC that have gymnastics programs. So right now the AC is made up of just four. But what basically it seems like what the Big 12 did was they decided, well, instead of just having a small conference, what we'll do is we'll just bring in a bunch of other programs that, you know, have really good, you know, elite level competition programs to come join the conference on a one sport approach, so that way there's more teams, more competition, more spread out. So, I mean, am I kind of explaining the thought process behind that move in general? And then if I'm correct, why hasn't maybe the ACC considered expanding maybe to 8-10 teams in the conference for wrestling?
Before we continue, I want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, Flatlands Jessup Insurance Group, that has our whole world covered with agents in 5 offices throughout Eastern North Carolina to help you decide how much coverage you need. Offering policies for home and auto, recreational vehicles, commercial, crop, health, life, and employee benefits. They are able to combine options to find a comprehensive solution that works for you. Flatlands Jessup protects the things you love so you can spend less time worrying and more time enjoying them. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Flatlands Jessup. You can also visit their webpage at www.flatlandsjessup.com. So please make sure to go and check them out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. It's above my pay grade. All I know is that UVU is in the Big 12, and that was a big draw for me because I wanted to – and it's a big selling point for the UVU administration because it's national visibility. You're in a conference that perennially has quite a few bids to be had per weight class and great opportunities to make the national tournament. And to be honest, like UVU is a per se group of five type of school, not a power five school. And because of that, it's like when you're looking at top 25 in any sport, you're getting pretty excited. And this in wrestling is a unique opportunity to have some individuals do well and put the program into that top 25 and the goal eventually to be a top 10 team. And it can be done in wrestling. I won't say easier than some of these other sports, but there's a lot of different routes to get there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and I mean Utah Valley too. I feel like that there's definitely some history there for sure. I mean, you know, back in 2021, Utah Valley had two All-American wrestlers in the same year, which is awesome for sure. But definitely, I still think a lot of history that could be made there for sure. And like you were saying, like in a conference with Air Force, with Iowa State, with Missouri, with Oklahoma State, you know, I mean, perennial wrestling programs, you know, a lot of opportunity to make a mark real quickly. So kind of talk to me, Coach, in terms of, you know, like you were talking about the selling factor of being in the Big 12. What were some of the other selling factors in terms of, you know, you and your wife deciding to make this move? I'm sure with you being, you know, went to school in, you know, Boise, Idaho, being from that area, up in the Midwest, I'm sure that probably has something to do with it. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of it. I would say just that the big part is becoming a head coach. There were a lot of unique things about it. Like I said, the Big 12 being from the West is a part of it. Really just seeing a lot of the vision for what Jared, the AD, and the administration had for the program, and there's a lot of great things that are in the works. and just the opportunity to help a program rebuild, revitalize, and bring a lot of success that I've had with NC State to a program like that, and inject life, like just new life into a program, and just see it grow. So, yeah, there were a lot of different draws to why UVU. But the other part of it is there are very few head coaching positions in the country and ones that I would be interested in. And my wife would be interested in. But it just kind of came together. It really did just materialize. And it's been really cool to see.
Yeah. So will your mom, one of NC State's biggest, NC State Wrestling's one of our biggest cheerleaders, have a hard time switching out all the NC State red for the Utah Valley green?
You know, I don't think so because, growing up, I think at heart she'll still have that pack mentality. But growing up, I was always in blue colors. In fact, our high school singlets were actually Penn State-esque singlets.
Oh,
And for me to go from blue to a lighter shade of blue, like a navy blue to a lighter shade of blue and orange at Boise, and then to Columbia, which was a different shade of blue, and to NC State, completely different, didn't have much red in my wardrobe. And up until this point, I have almost no green in my wardrobe. I think she'll be fine. She'll be a fan wherever I'm going to be. So,
100%. Yeah, no, just, I mean, I'm sure over the years for sure with her, how much she supported that, there's no doubt she has plenty of red in that closet for sure. Just like myself. And I'm sure even you as well. Any talks at all about any, potential non-conference schedulings between NC State and Utah Valley in your future? Would that be something you'd be interested in?
It is actually, before we hopped on the call, Pat and I were looking at a calendar. So, just stay tuned for that. We're looking at an early season non-conference duel, something that works out for both of us. And I told him that because, I mean, it's crazy that more teams don't take advantage of the opportunities that are in North Carolina, and particularly in this area. I mean, we're 30 minutes in either direction from UNC, Duke, Campbell. Obviously a couple hours from Gardner-Webb and Davidson, a little bit further for App State, but you see several teams a year make the trip down here to get two or three duels, and that's really my intention, is be able to not only wrestle NC State next year, but Duke, UNC, and I've already had preliminary conversations with those staffs as well this last weekend, awesome. Just like, hey, I'm coming at some point. I would love to be able to give you a home duel and maybe get you back out to Utah at some point, so... Yeah, it's coming.
Awesome. Let's go. All right. I like that. Yeah, breaking news there, too, for sure. Good deal. Appreciate you sharing that, Coach. As we kind of wrap things up here, Coach, kind of talk to me about, just kind of thinking back, at your time, for sure. I'm sure you've done a lot of reflection. I mean, you don't spend 9 years somewhere without, putting your heart and, a lot of your thought and soul into it, for sure. And there's no doubt with the impact that you specifically – Coach Pop as well, but you specifically have made, towards this program for sure. What do you think is kind of your defining moment? What's kind of your favorite or top moment that you still feel like whenever you think about your in-state time, you always think about this moment?
Dang.
I know. It's that time, man. We got 2 weeks left, Coach, but then you're gone.
To be honest, my defining moment is not wrestling. I lead a Bible study on our team, and I'm proud of the number of guys that have come to faith, built their faith in the short time that we've been together over the past year. And honestly, that's more my defining moment because – I try to help guys understand that although you're an elite wrestler, it will end sometime, and much of your life has been consumed by wrestling. It will end at some point, and even if you do get into coaching, it's just a different role, and you're influencing people in a different way. And But at the end of the day, your identity should never be wrapped up in this crazy sport, because you're going to let yourself down. People are going to let yourself down. There's a lot of things that you're going to be questioning your worth, your identity, because you've placed your identity in the sport. And to be honest, my defining moment is leading some young men to Christ, and it's been really cool in that the last year, just seeing some guys grow outside of the sport. And I think it's honestly helped them grow within the sport as well. And so there's obviously so many wrestling memories, and the one wrestling memory that I will always hold on to is us winning a team trophy at the national tournament, and how it transpired, and it was magical, you know. But I'm excited for these guys to keep growing in their faith.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Coach, the reason I'm shaking my head for years, I never would have thought that answer was coming, but that is a phenomenal answer, Coach, and that is, and huge hats off to you, and for sure, again, if really being, again, beyond just a great wrestling coach, but a molder of men, and so, I mean, that's something which is, you know, not common in today's day and age, and there's no doubt you have a gift for it, Coach, so, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever, Utah Valley, if they're not absolutely, like, just backflipping every 2 minutes until you arrive on campus, you know, like, then they're just not really understanding what they're getting. So there's no doubt about that in my head. So, you know, the last thing was just kind of more from the fun side. So when we do have the opportunity to have the Utah Valley versus NC State duel, whenever there's a close takedown, or, you know, you thought there were some back points there, or got a little bit out of bounds, you know, is there going to be a little bit of a hold back, grabbing that break a little bit, be like, oh, I'm challenging against SC State, man. Like, I gotta throw it, but man, that is odd to grab that brick and throw it out there and try and deduct points from NC State. That's not really what I've been doing, you know, for the last 9 years.
Hey, I'll say this. I'm a competitor, hyper competitive through and through. I was much like Trent Hidley as a competitor, and I still am as a coach. And so, on the other side of it, I know that those guys, and I don't expect them to take it easy on anybody that I'm going to have in the lineup against NC State if that duel transpires. And so I know it's business. I know it's business. I love those guys and will always love those guys, but I know it's business. And they're going to treat me like I should be treated, an opponent.
Yep. Yeah. Have you reminded them about that? Hey, Ed, Jackson, just so you guys know, love you guys, but next year you're going down. Yeah, if I see you next year, you're going down.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wait till the week after the national tournament to remind them. November's going to be here pretty soon, guys.
That's true. That's right. Y'all better be ready. I'm be coming. I love it. Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure probably too, from a head coaching perspective, not having to, you know, look to pop it all to you know, get confirmation on throwing the brick. I mean, I'm sure that I'm because I mean, I think it was. I think it was during the Jackson match that you kind of looked to pop, because there was a locked hand. So you probably saw, and you were wanting to throw the brick, and you were like, looking, coach, be like, coach, can I throw it? Can I throw it?
There was a little bit of a singlet grab, and which would have been a penalty point, you know what I mean? But he just looked at me like, hold it. You just wait, you know, and it was good hold, obviously.
It worked out. Yeah. No, it worked out. So, all right, coach. Well, first of all, thank you so much again, man. I mean, if it's not clear, I mean, we are one of the biggest fans of yours for sure. And there's no doubt you're going to be successful, and, you know, would love it if, your opportunity at NC State is not done here, but, you know, if it's not, definitely, hopefully continue to keep you as a close friend to the program for sure. And, we'll love it if our paths cross in a duel here in the near future. That'd be so sick to see. And, so definitely make sure to stay in touch, and, can't wait to see you go succeed with Utah Valley and go upset some Oklahoma State Cowboys. You know what I mean?
There are quite a few out there. So,
there is quite a few. Yeah, yeah. But thank you again, Coach, for your time. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Wolfpack Nation, make sure to go and give Coach Hall a follow on Twitter, and make sure to stay in touch. Keep up with the Utah Valley wrestling, just, you know, ever so often. If you're, you know, wondering what's going on, go check them out, see how things are going. And stay tuned, as there will be hopefully an announcement here soon within the next year or two of a Utah Valley versus NC State duel. And then with us, Wolfpack Nation, if you haven't already, make sure you can hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to hit that like button and give us a follow at Tuffy Talk Now on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, y'all. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Now let's go win that national title. Go Pack, y'all.